Are you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though your computer screen tells you to contact your administrator, just give in and reboot, and listen to Battleborn Tech now and every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, broadcasting on FM 95.1 and streaming live and on demand at knvc.org. Wondering which side is up on the new USB connector? Call Battleborn Tech and let us troubleshoot the most challenging connection, the one between the keyboard and the chair, at 775-241-3571. Opinions on Battleborn Tech are those of the host and callers. This week, we welcome Lee, Steve, Keith, and Teresa. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Corps. They are too busy reprogramming their phone keypads to have the 789 on the top row to match their calculator.
As Christy mentioned, we've got four phone contacts today. But before we get there, do you have anything in the news that needs reporting?
Yeah, one of the news every April, especially coming right around this beginning of the month, is to watch out for tax scams. We got Keith calling later in on a tax question. It reminded me, oh my gosh, they're getting so good about having you email or check or register or phone call something right away, urgent, because the IRS needs this. Be very, very suspicious. This is a peak time for those kind of scams. And Joe, they're getting better and better as they got AI to write them to sound more and more authentic. So be very, very careful. Never click on a link in an email. Go directly to the site that you type in. Do not copy and paste or click on the link, and really be suspect of anything that's warning you of urgent action that you need to call a number right away. Take your time and check with authorities.
And IRS does not take gift cards for payments.
Nor are they sending people to your home if you don't do things right away. It's only in the mail.
Here's our first phone call of the day. This is Lee. And Lee, I don't know if this is a Garden of Eden question or what. He's got Apple problems.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello, Christy. This is Lennox Lee.
Hey, Lennox Lee, what's up?
Well, I am back like a bad penny, and this isn't really a call about Linux, although I've been going
to
the Linux.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's up?
The Linux users group meetings are really fascinating, and there's always a theme about security, and Linux has got a lot of advantages of that, but this is Apple. I have an iPhone, and I've used, got to enjoy using the Face ID, the facial recognition to log on, and so I didn't have to punch in the passcode. And over time, various other apps tied into that. So a while back, I had a surgery on my nose, so all of a sudden I was wearing this large bandage. And I also got a new pair of glasses, which have a different look. It wasn't the John Lennon look anymore. And about this same time, my Face ID stopped working.
Well, yeah.
And boy, was that a nightmare, because every time I turned around, I had to punch in the passcode. And probably in my settings, I must have, given it after X minutes of inactivity, passcode again. I don't know. It was just driving me nuts.
Okay. So what'd you do? Get a nose job and go back to your old glasses?
Well, no, I got my stitches out last week, and I'm back to my former, youthful appearance. But, I tried to use the settings. So I said, okay, let's just reset and take another facial ID, what I look like now. Well, it wouldn't do that because I had lost phone protection turned on.
Okay.
So it won't allow me, it wouldn't allow me to reset my facial appearance authentication.
All right.
Until I turned off the lost phone, the lost phone protection feature.
Yeah, I bet. However, it probably asked you for your Apple ID on that.
No, it asked. It wouldn't do it. It needed my facial recognition.
Oh no!
So I was in a death spiral, and so I finally went to the Apple store, and well, first thing was the Apple went to get into their geek room or their genius bar, as they call it. You have to make an appointment, but okay. Guess what?
You have to use your
facial ID to get to an appointment.
Boy, this has really gone down a rabbit hole. That's a good one. So what?
So I went over
I'm on the
Apple.
Edge of my seat. I'm glad you didn't call me. I don't know what to do now. So what did you do?
Okay, so I got to the Apple store. I said, okay, I'll get there like at five minutes or 10 minutes to ten, so I'll be sure and get to see somebody. Well, I got there at 10:15, and there were already 10 people in line in front of me waiting to get in.
No, all with all with nose. Did they all have bandages over their nose, or was that just you?
No, it was a motley crew.
All right.
So finally, I got in, and so I couldn't get a genius appointment, but I just got a walk in, and the guy was stumped. He just couldn't, ran into the same problem. So finally, he said, "You know what? You've got a lot of cracks on your screen protector."
Oh no.
And I just happened to notice there might be a crack up there where the front end camera is. And he said, "Let me just peel that protector off." Well, it turned out it took major surgery to get the thing off. He took it back to the geniuses, and they got it off. And then, lo and behold, the facial recognition worked.
Wow! So it wasn't because of the nose job or the glasses, is it because the screen protector, a little plastic, whatever that is, was cracked a bit.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite
just a coincidence.
That is something it's hard to diagnose over the radio because you don't see the cracks over the radio. So I'm glad you got some help.
Yeah. So I just thought you might want to know about all that.
Screen protectors. Also, I've seen, cases that interfere with such things as like charging. And I think the charging port's broken, and here it's a case is in the way. Wow, that's the first I heard. A crack on the screen protector. Well, congrats, that staff member should be promoted to the bar. He should be admitted to the bar. I think that was the bar exam, and I think he passed.
Exactly.
All right.
I just wanted to let you know what's going on.
That was a good one.
Today.
That was a new one for me. Thank you, Lee, and good luck with Linux. Hope Linux treats you better coming after the cracked adventure you had.
Okay.
Way back in the beginning day when the phone cases were covered with plastics that you had to put a little solution on and then use a squeegee to get it off and all sorts of things, these problems came a lot more often with touch issues or now with face recognition issues. But a really good reminder from Lee about just don't assume that case is not causing a problem. Sometimes it causes with the connection. You plug it in, you think it's plugged in, but the case is keeping it just that enough out so it doesn't work. One of the troubleshooting things is taking it out of the case to make sure everything is working. And congratulations on that guy that should be promoted to the genius desk who figured out that it was the glass, a crack on the glass that was messing up your face ID. I'm waiting for when Face ID takes a look and sees that you're wearing sunglasses and then brightens the screen. That would be a good feature.
Or adjust the polarity of the screen so that your polarized sunglasses aren't blocking it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe a self-healing screen so that when you're rubbing your finger across the screen, all the cracks in the screen aren't cutting the tip of your finger open.
Yeah, it's time to replace the phone, or at least the screen when that happens, Joe. The cutting of the fingers is not good.
No, but who's got the time or the money? We got another phone call here. This is Steve, and Steve has a short one for us today. Let's see what we can do for him.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. a tech tip or?
Hello again. It's kind of a tech tip. I go back and listen to old episodes of Battleborn Cat.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I'm one of those dedicated listeners that's a little bit behind their time.
Okay. And what's going on with that? We got some things that are overtaking us, or they didn't evergreen so well as we'd like?
Yeah. So I went back. I was a little bit more than a year behind, and so I went to the KNDC website and looked up the Battleborn Tech and went to the previous episodes, and now I don't find anything older than a year.
Uh-oh. You know, I just went on it, and I can't find it anywhere. I'm going to have to go to the Wayback Machine or something. So the Wayback, listen to us on our program. Maybe we'll have a better answer there. But friends or neighbors, maybe you want to give a call or an email down to KMC and say, hey, where's my old Battleborn Tech things? How am I going to get to sleep at night if I can't listen to my Battleborn Tech?
Yeah, I got to have something to put me to sleep.
Right? There you go. Yeah, that's what we try to help everyone. Yeah. All right. Hey, Steve, thanks for letting us know. And thanks for listening to those old ones. I can't believe they're gone. All right. We'll check for that. Thank you. And we'll listen to the show for updates. And I guess maybe listen live because we're not on the web. So, 8:00 Tuesday, Pacific Daylight Time. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a good question from Steve. We did find out there's been a little kerfuffle, a little blip, a little trouble in the website at our good host, KNVC, that you're listening to now. They're working on it. They're getting it fixed. I'm sure I have great confidence in their website programmers. We worked together on another project, so we're looking for that to be fixed pretty darn quick. Until then, be patient. Know that we know the problem and that we are working on it. In the larger sense, always remember that what the web gives can be the web takes away. So if you have stuff, content of your, especially of your own stuff, download that and store it locally, or have your own backup provider website that has that. We're working on getting our Battleborn Tech website back up and running, and hopefully the recordings will be available on that. That way you'll have another source if there is a problem. And also, if you do find a problem with our advice, impossible, or with the website or anything, give us a call, as Steve did, 775-241-3571, and we can follow up on that.
Yeah, or if you don't want to carry on a conversation on the air, then you can also call and just leave a message. Like several people have done that in the past. They just call up and say, hey, every time I do this with my computer, it makes a funny ding noise. And that's all they say. And we can say, well, change the sound file to something other than a ding, you know.
We can answer that on the air. It really helps us if you, before you say your question, to say that, you know, what your name is and that you give permission to use this recording on a radio broadcast, and then wait a beat and then go ahead and ask your question.
I agree wholeheartedly. We got another phone call here. This is Keith. And, it's that time of year, isn't it? He's got a tax reporting question.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I'm Keith, and the reason I'm calling is I'm trying to do my taxes, and I'm trying to download TurboTax.
Okay.
And I've used TurboTax for several years, and yet every time I download, it keeps telling me my computer is, the disk is full, and I've deleted numerous files, and it's still telling me the disk is full, so I'm kind of at a loss.
Okay. All right. I think what may be happening, we're talking Windows machine. I always got to ask. Someday someone's going to call
it. It's Windows. Windows. Yeah.
We got one guy that calls in about Linux, so God bless him. Okay, so what's happening, I think, my guess, is that have you ever emptied the recycled bin?
I've been emptying a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I've gone.
Okay. Yeah, good, good. We're way ahead of the game. My first thought was you deleted a whole bunch of stuff to make room, and what that does, it just puts it over in the recycle bin. Well, you haven't made any rooms yet. I mean, the recycle bin takes up your room, same file, it's just not accessible. So what do you got to do? You got to be really vigilant about emptying that recycling bin. You just right-click on it. Is it? Can you see it in your desktop? It's almost always on the desktop.
Well, I'm in my car right now. I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, if you'll see the recycle bin, right-click and delete it, or you can search for a recycling bin. Make sure that a recycling bin is deleted. That actually frees up the space. Deleting is like step one. Step two is that. Now, if you really are, you know, baller, and you say, I really want to delete it, you can hold down the shift, and holding down the shift, click with the mouse the delete, and that will skip the recycling bin and actually delete it. My other thought is that, have you ever deleted the downloads folder? Have you? I'm thinking a lot of your space is probably eaten up by old downloads going back to in the history of time, the beginning of that computer. Those things can get huge, especially if you don't notice they're downloading and you download a couple copies of the big file. So what do you want to do? You probably don't need anything in there. In fact, TurboTax may be in there or trying to be in there. But you can click on the download file. It's usually a shortcut or a library at the top of your file list and File Explorer. Go look at download files. Take a look at that. There's probably a bunch of files in there. Either shift click and delete, or you'll probably have to do that because there's a lot. But if you delete it, remember to go to the recycling file. That should free up a lot of room, I'm hoping, and get you on the TurboTax. Of course, there's always an option. You can do it yourself or take it into a shop, and they can swap out that hard drive for a larger one. Just take out the copy over the hard drive to a new one, put the new one in, and you just have more storage if you want to do it that way. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. I didn't think I had that much on it, to be honest. I've had it for a couple of years.
Okay. That download file sneaks up and fills up. Do you download a lot of stuff? I know you're downloading TurboTax, but, you know, I bet you, I'm going to bet every download of TurboTax, the install program, is sitting there and downloads from every year you did it. And that's a lot of space right there. So
that's about 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, so if you delete that, well, you know, same, it should have room to download the newest version. If the old ones are sitting there taking up space, you take those out, well, then that should leave room for the new one. But you may want to think of, are you doing Windows 10 or Windows 11, do you know?
Windows 11.
Okay, well, you may want to think about seeing if you can get a bigger storage device in there. But for now, I think downloads and recycle bin will get you going.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you for your help.
All right, thanks, Keith. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, we were just talking about storing things locally, and here is our next call about he didn't have enough room to store things locally. Computers. So a lot of people would just go ahead and get more space. They'll go into their favorite computer store or do it on themselves and add storage to the computer. You can't always do that. What the key thing here is that you can go crazy deleting files, trying to make some more space up. There's a lot of utilities out there that'll help you look. But if you don't empty the recycle bin, clicking on that little icon, and you're not going to gain any space. It's maddening. You delete like a crazy person and there's still no space. You got to delete the recycle bin. Or if you remember and you're confident in your choice, you can do shift, hold down the shift, and then click delete. And that will skip. Yeah, there's no coming back. It'll skip the recycle bin and go absolutely gone. So be careful with that. You maybe want to get an external hard drive, not a USB jump drive, not those little things, but an actual hard drive, SSD, or even spinner, and copy those things off and move them. In fact, you can do a click and move them instead of copy them, and that would be way to get them off right away and not go through recycling bin.
Well, I say move up to an entire network addressable storage system and have all the space in the world. But we got another phone call here, so I'm not going to say that. This is Teresa, and as we all know, the internet's broken.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
I have a question for you.
All right.
I have noticed that on the internet.
On the internet. Oh, no. Is something wrong on the internet? Oh, no.
Yes, and it makes me very angry that I notice something is wrong on some information that I know is incorrect.
Well,
and
good.
I've asked my IT guy why they can't fix that. So
okay.
I'm curious why can't an individual fix the internet?
Well, maybe your IT guy's like really great and can fix the internet. That'd be great. It's good to know that there's somebody checking the artificial intelligence slop that's throwing around on the web. So what is this information? Where's that? I imagine the IT guy says, is this on our website? What's the webpage? What's the URL? Did he say any of those kind of buzzwords?
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah.
So I was telling him when I use the search engine, which is the internet, the search engine comes up with the information that I need, but the information on that search engine on the page is incorrect.
Yeah. So a lot of search engines out there aren't the best. They're pretty much they want to be just good enough so that you'll read the ads. And they're all like that. So they're all going to be a little bit out of date because they are running around getting stuff and storing it, and there's always a lag. So is this so if they don't come and look at your website, they're not going to have up-to-date information. The good news is that if your website is up-to-date and they click on it, it will go to the up-to-date page. It won't go to the old page. There used to be a cache option, but that's kind of hard to find anymore.
Mm.
Now, is this Google, maybe?
It's Google. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if your IT person is motivated and maybe you give them a treat, I don't know what they like, but maybe you can, could you go to Google Search Console and request indexing and then give them a treat?
You know? Okay.
And then allegedly, supposedly, and you know, Google isn't for us. Google is for the advertisers. So, you know, maybe they'll get up and do that. They can also do some, you know, if you get them thinking about that, maybe they would update the sitemaps, XML, do that. They can also do some things, web traffic kind of thing. If you do a lot of, Google started out as a link engine. It looked at how many links went to a page, and that was the big thing. They've gone way beyond that now, but still it helps. If there's a updated page you want to get people to and I want this page to be updated. Well, guess what? You have a lot of links to it. So you go around your website, maybe other websites saying, hey, link to this and link to us. Try to get a little more traffic going on. It actually helps if you browse it too. You can click on the bad link and maybe that will encourage Google to take a look on it too. It's going to take a while, days to a few weeks. But if you're seeing, how old is that information, like years or days?
A year.
Yeah, it's probably in a dead page. So that page needs to be more active. You need to click on it. Search Console is a good option. And even if you do that, there's still other parts, other search engines ranging in from good to bad and aggregator sites that are just trying to sell ads that will have old on it. But basically, the more you use it, the better it gets.
Okay, I will pass that information on to my IT guy.
Don't forget the treat.
I will not forget the treat.
All right. Thanks for calling. Got a board check.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, as we see that search engines and even, and especially AI now, do have a best used by date. In fact, they're, again, they get expired because they get old information in there. And you can do a search. There's a lot more, and people just do searches for business, put it all in there and say, hey, look at us, we're a directory, but they don't check it. They don't update it. The businesses have no idea it's up there, and you find it on a search. You say, oh, it's out of date. It's old stuff. There are a couple things you can do. You can go to the, when our business moved, I actually went to the major search sites and goes, pretty please go ahead and update this. And Google has something called a search console that you can actually say, pretty please come and look at our site. Also, you can, if there's an old post that it's keying on, you can either delete that post or update the date on it with the correct information and hope that Google finds it.
Well, we've come to the end of the show. How about some wisdom heading out?
This has been Battleborn Tech. Call or text 775-241-3571 anytime from anywhere. If you want to get directly onto the recording for the show, call Saturdays 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific, 775-241-3571. Not Battleborn Detect, no worries. We'll adopt you. Leave your application at 775-241-3571. Give us a good tech challenge and a time to call you back to record some tech help for a later show, or call us in studio live Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific. Don't worry, we won't put you on the radio until we listen to it. For consulting and tutorials, visit your local neighborhood computer shop, Carson City Library's Tech Busters, every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Carson City Senior Center's Tech Help with Michelle, Ray, and Jim, midday most weekdays, or a computer user group like CarsonCityLinux.org, meeting every third Saturday at Computer Core in Carson City. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder, break as in window, not Jake. Our engineer is Joe Bly, who takes rambling phone calls and builds a radio show. Produced by Christy Ramsey, whose calls to overseas scammers even go to voicemail. Our thanks to Anthony, our ex post facto checker, the natural intelligence who wipes away all the AI slop covering your search results. Notice some of our jokes are courtesy of Claude AI. Get revenge by dropping and asking it for sources for its answers, then checking and calling it out when it makes them up. Support paywall and ad-free contact by donating to KMVC.org by clicking on the button in the top right corner and giving Battleborn Tech a shout-out in the comments. Our email is questions@battleborn.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the top-level domain. Our latest links are at bbtl.ink/stats. Get the links you missed there. This has been Battleborn Tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listens to the ones you miss at knvc.org in the local program section or bbtl.ink/shows. Have a neat week and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1. That's all for Tech Talk. Now shifting gears from gigabytes to guitar bits. Stay tuned at KNVC 95.1 because next up is High Desert Music, showcasing original songs from right here in Northern Nevada. Local voices, local talent, local sound. It starts right now.